This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stake Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after a huge, high-altitude Chinese balloon sailed across the U.S. on Friday, drawing severe Pentagon accusations of spying on sensitive military sites despite China's firm denials.
It was very important that we, of course, take the actions we did to protect any sensitive information, to protect our people, and to make clear to China that, again, this is an unacceptable as well as irresponsible action.
The balloon was spotted earlier over Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. The United States and South Korea have been holding discussions this week on how to deal with South Korea's neighbor to the north. VOA's Marissa Milton.
South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said after meeting U.S. top diplomat Antony Blinken on Friday that Seoul and Washington were committed to strengthening extended deterrence in relation to North Korea.
The ROK and the U.S. will continue our watertight coordination to achieve genuine peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Park and Blinken's meeting followed a visit to Seoul this week by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who vowed to expand military drills and boost nuclear deterrence planning to counter North Korea's weapons development and prevent a war. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
North African Sudanese officials say that the United States is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers in chaos-stricken Libya and Sudan to expel a Russian private military contractor. The Wagner Group has played a role in Libya's conflict, but has also been linked with a powerful Sudanese paramilitary force. The U.S. pressure comes after expanded sanctions on the group over its expanding role in Russia's war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Another Memphis police officer has lost his job in connection with the fatal beating of an unarmed motorist. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
A sixth Memphis officer has been fired after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. Preston Hemphill had been suspended as he was investigated for his role in the January 7th arrest of Nichols, who died in a hospital 3 days later. Five Memphis officers have already been fired and charged with second-degree murder. On body camera video from the initial stop, Hemphill is heard saying that he used a stun gun against Nichols and that he hoped other officers would stop Nichols. I'm Norman Hall.
North African and Sudanese officials say the United States again is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers in chaos-stricken Libya. And European Union officials say the bloc will unveil its 10th package of sanctions against Russia on February 24th. To mark the anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in Kyiv on Friday that the sanctions would target technology used by Russia's war machine, among other things. The sanctions will take aim, in particular, at components used in the manufacturing of drones, with officials naming Iran as a key supplier of Russia. She said closing loopholes that the Kremlin uses to circumvent sanctions will be also a priority. Reflecting on the strength of new jobs numbers, U.S. President Joe Biden says his economic plan is actually working.
Inflation has now fallen for six straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
Government said Friday that employers added a sizzling 517,000 jobs last month, and that the unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%. That's the lowest level since 1969. Russia Olympics, the prime ministers of three Baltic countries have urged the International Olympic Committee to ban Russian athletes from next year's Paris Games because of the war in Ukraine, and say a boycott is a possibility. The Estonian prime minister says they should try to convince others that the participation of Russian and Belarusian athletes is just wrong. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania border Russia and gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Democrats are poised to drastically reorder their presidential primary schedule beginning next year, replacing Iowa and South Carolina in the leadoff spot as part of a larger overhaul meant to empower black and other minority voters critical to its base of support. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.